they were to kill the animals with poison in order to conserve what few bullets they had left. The young lieutenant in charge of the operation had been so instructed by his superior officer and told that the zoo had been given enough poison to do the job. The lieutenant led 8 fully armed men to the zoo, a 20-minute walk from headquarters. The zoo gates had been closed since the Soviet invasion, and 2 soldiers were standing guard at the entrance, with bayonets on their rifles. The lieutenant showed them his orders and led his men inside. The zoo's director confirmed that he had indeed been ordered to liquidate the fiercer animals in case of an emergency and to use poison, but the shipment of poison, he said, had never arrived. When the lieutenant heard this, he became confused. He was an accountant, assigned to the paymaster's office, and until he was dragged away from his desk at headquarters from this emergency detail, he had never once been put in charge of a detachment of men. He had had to rummage through his drawer to find his pistol, which had not been serviced for years now, and he was not even sure it would fire.
"Bureaucratic work is always like this, Lieutenant," said the zoo director, a man several years his senior, who looked at him with a touch of pity. "The things you need are never there."
To inquire further into the matter, the director called in the zoo's chief veterinary surgeon, who told the lieutenant that the zoo had only a very small amount of poison, probably not enough to kill a horse. The vet was a tall, handsome man in his late 30s, with a blue-black mark on his right cheek, the size and shape of a baby's palm. The lieutenant imagined it had been there since birth. From the zoo director's office, the lieutenant telephoned headquarters, seeking further instructions, but Kwantung Army headquarters had been in a state of extreme confusion ever since the Soviet army crossed the border several days earlier, and most of the high-ranking officers had disappeared. The few remaining officers had their hands full, burning stacks of important documents in the courtyard or leading troops to the edge of town to dig anti-tank trenches. The major who had given the lieutenant his orders was nowhere to be found. So now the lieutenant had no idea where they were to obtain the poison they needed. Who in the Kwantung Army would have been in charge of poisons? His call was transferred from one office to another until a medical corps colonel got on the line, only to scream at the lieutenant,
"You stupid son of a bitch! The whole goddamn country's going down the drain and you're asking me about a goddamn fucking zoo? Who gives a shit?"
Who, indeed, thought the lieutenant. Certainly not the lieutenant himself. With a dejected look, he rang off and decided to give up on the poison. Now he was faced with 2 options. He could forget about killing any animals and lead his men out of there, or they could use bullets to do the job. Either way would constitute a violation of the orders he had been given. But in the end, he decided to do the shooting. That way, he might later be torn down a strip for having wasted valuable ammunition, but at least the goal of liquidating the more dangerous animals would have been met. If, on the other hand, he chose not to kill the animals, he might be court-martialed for having failed to carry out orders. There was some doubt whether there would even be any courts-martial at this late stage of the war, but ultimately, orders were orders. So long as the army continued to exist, its orders had to be carried out. "If possible, I'd rather not kill any animals," the lieutenant told himself, in all honesty. But the zoo was running out of things to feed them, and most of the animals, especially the big ones, were already suffering from chronic starvation. Things could only get worse, or at least they were not going to get any better. Shooting might even be easier for the animals themselves, a quick, clean death. And if starving animals were to escape into the city streets during intense fighting or airstrikes, a disaster would be unavoidable. The director handed the lieutenant a list of animals for emergency liquidation that he had been instructed to compile, along with a map of the zoo. The vet with the mark on his cheek and 2 Chinese workers were assigned to accompany the firing squad. The lieutenant glanced at the list and was relieved to find it shorter than he had imagined. Among the animals slated for liquidation, though, were 2 Indian elephants. "Elephants?" the lieutenant thought with a frown. "How in the hell are we supposed to kill elephants?" Given the layout of the zoo, the first animals to be liquidated were the tigers. The elephants would be left for last, in any case. The plaque on the tiger cage explained that the pair had been captured in Manchuria, in the greater Qingdan Mountains. The lieutenant assigned 4 men to each tiger and told them to aim for the heart, the whereabouts of which was just another mystery to him. Oh, well, at least one bullet was bound to hit home. When 8 men together pulled back on the levers of their Model 38s and loaded a cartridge into...